This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. If you follow the New England Patriots, you probably know the name Shalise Manza-Young. If you don't know who she is, well, she'd be easy enough to spot in any NFL press room. As she says, I'd be the only tall, short-haired, light-skinned African-American chick in the room. Those are her words, not mine. Manza-Young covers the New England Patriots for the Boston Globe, and until recently, she was the only African-American woman covering an NFL team full-time for a major daily. Shalise Manza-Young writes about her career and her identity in the semi-annual Diversity Boston magazine appearing in this Sunday's Boston Globe. And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You've been the Patriots beat reporter at the Globe for 3 years now. Tell us how you came into the job.
Well, this will actually be my 7th year covering the team full time. When I started, I was at the Providence Journal down Rhode Island. I had been there for years, actually, because they used to participate in a minorities in media internship program. And So I started there when I was only 17 and did settle into the sports department fairly early. Somewhere along the line, I started covering the Patriots a little bit, helping out with our primary beat reporter. And then he left and they weren't able to hire somebody from outside of the paper. And they looked at me and said, well, you're the only one who has any experience around the team. Do you want to do it? And I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Right. And the challenge is being a beat writer. I mean, you're away from home. You're staying up late. The deadlines are intense. In this new age of around-the-clock coverage, there's a lot to do, right?
Right. You know, I remember the first season, and I called my mother one day bawling. I was just, what on earth was I thinking? I had to learn and get better, and I think I've done that.
Was there a moment when you were first considering this job that you took a look around and said, there aren't a lot of other people doing this work who look like me. What am I doing here?
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
You know, even before I started covering the Patriots, you know, I would do sidebar stories for the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Pawtucket Red Sox. And I covered the WNBA for a little while. A lot of times I was the only woman, period, let alone being a minority woman in those environments.
We like to think that as a society, we've moved ahead on this issue. The world of sports can be a little less progressive than the rest of society. Have you ever experienced just outright resistance, discrimination, pushback because of your color?
Yeah. What's always been interesting to me is the people who seem to have the biggest problem with me are readers. I've gotten emails before that calling me an affirmative action hire, and one gentleman saying I should be writing for the Ladies' Home Journal instead of the Providence Journal. And the joke with him is, and in my family, I don't cook that well, so I don't, I can't write for Ladies' Home Journal. I'm not the traditional domestic, stay-at-home, clean-and-cook type of mom. So, you know, there have been times when I wonder, like, is it really worth it? Because in the end, all I'm covering football.
Yeah.
And I love the game of football, and the players always have these wonderful stories to share. And yeah, I didn't play the game, but it doesn't mean I don't understand it. And so many of the other reporters who cover the team didn't play football either.
Right.
You know?
And you make the point that as a female, and in particular as an African-American female, that you bring something to reporting about NFL players that other writers don't, right?
Yeah, I think so. I stand out, particularly around the Patriots. There's so many reporters on a Thursday between cameramen and reporters and TV people. There might be, you know, at least 40 people in the locker room, and I stand out. And part of that is I've been there for so long now. A lot of the players know me. But I really think that because so many players who play in the NFL are African-American, unfortunately, so many of them were raised by single mothers or they were raised by their grandmothers, and they have women in their lives who worked incredibly hard to provide for them. And I think in some ways they look at me in a similar fashion, that here's this woman, they know I'm a mom, they know I'm working hard, and sometimes that gains me a little bit of trust or maybe a little bit of an advantage that other reporters might not have.
Shalise, I'm sure there's got to be a big part of you that just wants to be regarded as a sports writer rather than an African-American female sports writer. But in your piece, you chose to take this issue on. Why did you want to write about this?
I do want to be regarded solely as a sports writer. But at the same time, you know, I have a daughter who's 9.5, because she would want me to say that she's 9.5. She's trying to find her way in the world. And there are times we talk about her dreams and her goals and things that she wants to do. And she's come to me to lower key events and seen me interact with Robert Kraft and seen me interact with some of the players. And I hope that it makes a positive impression on her that, you know what, my mom is doing this despite the fact that in some people's eyes, I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, that I'm still successful at it.
Does she want to be become a sports writer, follow her mom?
No, she doesn't want to be a sports writer. We're trying to, she loves kids and, you know, hopefully pediatrician maybe is in her future.
Well, Shalice, while you're here, we can't let you go without getting your thoughts on the big Patriots news. Star receiver Chad Ochocinco released after just one season in Foxborough. And just to remind folks, Ochocinco was signed last year. And as you wrote in this morning's Globe, he was embraced by fans who expected to see the colorful dancing player they'd watched during his days as a Cincinnati Bengal. So what happened? What happened to Ochocinco?
It was too much, you know. Behind the scenes, he was a great teammate. It wasn't that he was a distraction or anything like that, which I think some people believed he might be when he came here because of the reputation and what they saw from him. It just was not the marriage that everybody thought it would be. You know, he just could not understand the playbook. He really struggled to get Tom Brady's trust. And if you don't have the trust of the quarterback, then things aren't going to go your way.
And he never did move in with a fan, as he said he was going to do when he first arrived.
No, I'm sure. I can only imagine what Bill Belichick said or thought when he saw, you know, Chad Ochocinco say he was going to move in with a fan. But that never came to pass. It would have been entertaining, but.
And how is he identifying himself now on social media? You wrote about this morning. It was very amusing.
Yeah, he changed his bio on Twitter to unemployed black man. Sort of shows that he has a sense of humor about the whole thing.
Well, Shalice Mansa-Young, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
That's Shalice Mansa-Young. She's the Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe. She has an essay about being one of the only African-American women covering the NFL in the semi-annual Diversity Boston magazine appearing in this Sunday's Boston Globe.